as you're ordering and adding these items to your cart, in the back of the shop, you have a fulfillment team that is constantly filling these orders. Think of it like a fast food chain, right? The orders come up on the screen, and you're constantly fulfilling them. So it's the same concept that we have at our retail outlets to allow all of our customer base to have an ease of access, safe access, and private access. In some of our facilities, we've even gone as far as having VIP sections.
From MJ Bulls Media, it's the Raising Cannabis Capital Show. Today on Raising Cannabis Capital, we are continuing this month's BioTrack Cannabis Dispensary Spotlight Series with Chris Henry from Empire. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and I really appreciate you taking time out to speak with us today. Empire is a Southern California dispensary chain, and you're just doing so many innovative, aggressive things with the way you're running your stores. Our listeners are going to really find this episode fascinating. Chris, let's jump in by talking about all the dispensaries that you've worked with or helped over the years, which kind of puts you in position to design the Empire store, the Empire approach to business.
Yeah, so right around about 2003, 2004, I started doing security cameras and access control for a lot of dispensaries. As time went on and we hit the 2008 crisis, we began to actually start building these dispensaries from start to finish. Been in and out of 100 plus dispensaries, from cultivating for them, selling to them, building the facilities for them, securing them security-wise, up until now owning our own. And we became somewhat of experts in the process.
Well, I would say after seeing 100 stores and helping them work through each of their challenges, and most importantly, finding out what works best in dispensaries and what works not best in dispensaries, that probably got you where you are right now. I know when people refer to your stores, I hear this a lot. They say an Apple store for cannabis. You've really embraced technology. Maybe explain to our listeners some of the things that you're doing with technology. They're just light years ahead of everybody else.
Yes. What we've done is taking the technology that we're seeing in tomorrow's world and implementing it now. By that, I mean, when you go to, you know, your typical supermarkets nowadays, or you go to Home Depot or any shopping retail outlet, everything has gone to self-checkout. So what we've done is we've taken the approach to implement a self-checkout mechanism within our sales platform. So when you enter our facilities, right up along the walls, we'll have touch screens with empty products around them. And you can actually pick one of those empty products up and set it on a indentation on the front of the point of sale platform. And it will bring up exactly what you're looking at. It'll tell you the description. It'll also give you details on what the product will actually do for you, the type of high you will have, whether it's a subtle, a high, if it's a daytime or a nighttime, an indica, sativa, give you terpene profile and content. It'll give you a full breakdown and description of the total effects and the time that product will last, as well as how to actually administer it. We also have the ability through that process to have some of our sales reps on the floor just walk up to you with the iPad and do the same thing, take the same type of order. On our flower tables, when you pick up one of the jars, a clear jar with a magnifying glass at the top, so you can actually look at the flower in there. But when you pick those up off of this table, we have RFID chips that will automatically communicate to the computer in front of you that you're looking at and pop up that particular flower on the board and tell you the exact same thing. As you're ordering and adding these items to your cart, in the back of the shop, we have a fulfillment team that is constantly filling these orders. Think of it like a fast food chain, right?
Yeah.
The orders come up on the screen and you're constantly fulfilling them. So it's the same concept that we have at our retail outlets to allow all of our customer base to have an ease of access, safe access, and private access. In some of our facilities, we've even gone as far as having VIP sections. Our motto is we want to be the higher standard. Empire, the higher standard, is what we really stand by. And we're able to do that utilizing technology, utilizing ease of access, and just making each person comfortable in there.
I think more people would prefer to find this information out on their own versus having to talk to a salesperson. The privacy
aspect.
Yeah. Sometimes I think that that is misunderstood. I know a lot of people want to do their research without somebody standing over their shoulder. But on the flip side, the other thing that I've heard a lot about is that your staff is very knowledgeable because their sole responsibility now can be interacting with your guests.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Dan. And that's what we really pride ourselves on at Empire is the staff. Customer service is everything. You have to know your customer. When you're dealing with cannabis, you have such a wide array of customers. You see all walks of life.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of it.
I want to take a short break to play you a preview of our next episode and to thank our sponsors.
I really do think that we're going to see an increase in the rate at which states legalize. We have the $2 trillion stimulus package, states spending copious amounts of money in the form of financial relief for businesses and for individuals. That money has to come from somewhere. These budgets are going to have big holes in them that need to be filled. Cannabis tax revenue can really move the dial.
Tune in on Tuesday to hear a special Cannabis and Corona report with Pete Carabas from Key Investment Partners. And now let's get back to today's show. Jumping ahead, what are your plans for expansion, say, within the next couple of years?
Over the next few years, we want to control regionally. Right now, we are in Southern California. We take it a step further than most companies do. We get involved with legislature and lobbying. And it's all about your relationships and what you can do to the cities that you go into. You know, you're bringing a business into a city that attracts a lot of traffic. Your footprint becomes noticeable. But as your footprint is noticeable, so is the impact that you bring into those communities. When you're able to provide living wage jobs to 50, 60 individuals that did not work within the city prior to operation, it's big for the counties and the communities. When you get involved in the charity of the cities and helping to pay for lunches for the schools and hot lunches, it makes a big impact in those cities.
This show is taped a couple weeks before it'll air. And right now, mid-March, coronavirus has impacted everybody's life. What changes have you made within the dispensary to manage the effect of the coronavirus?
This coronavirus has caused an influx of individuals coming into the dispensaries to load up on products because they don't know if the state's going to shut us down. What we've been hearing from the state is that we're not going to be shut down at this time. We're going to be continued to allow to operate. The county of Santa Clara has issued a statement saying that cannabis is an intricate way for individuals to get medicines that they use. So they're somewhat of classifying us as a pharmacy. And for that reason, it looks like we're going to be unscathed by what's going on with this coronavirus now. Let's all hope that this coronavirus thing settles down and goes away.
Yeah, for sure. But I think if you have to be in your house,
what else are you going to do, right?
You're right. I mean, why not?
It helps people come in and they buy. I mean, everybody has anxiety. I mean, everybody's in line waiting and they just have anxiety. They want to get something. They just have to stay home all day. They're not used to it. The kids are home all day. It's a real pandemic.
It is. And you need something to help you with your anxiety. And that's anyhow. Well, Chris, I appreciate you taking time out. I know this is a hectic time.
Absolutely.
For you. Yeah, and we will have all of Chris's information and all of Empire's information in the show notes and also at mjbulls.com. So anybody wants to follow up and find out some more information or to go to their website and see exactly what their stores look like if you're not in that area, I think you'll be really impressed. Chris, I appreciate you being on the show. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on. Look forward to it. All of you out there, shopempire.com. If you're in Southern California, come out and see us. We're 10 minutes from the Ontario airport.
Great, great. Chris, have a great week.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Infused, a cannabis talk show, is a one-of-a-kind look inside the cannabis industry. Meet the amazing people who make cannabis businesses bloom as they join host Nick with Francesca and Mike for creative cannabis conversations. Get an honest look at the business of cannabis, including trends, best and worst practices, products, education, and advocacy. Whether you're canna curious or running a cannabis, Infused has canna conversations that count. Infused is available on YouTube and is now streaming as part of the PodConnects Network.